I don't even think about it.
Good question.
right now you're on pace, unfortunately, to get sacked 72 times. You've probably seen that stat already. How do you feel physically, and can you hold up over a 16-game season getting hit so often?
I feel fine. You know, I feel good physically. You know, obviously we were working to fix that. We don't want to, you know, take that many sacks. You know, physically and you're moving the ball backwards whenever you're getting sacked. So something to work hard at fixing. But you know, I feel fine right now.
Do hits over the course of a game become a cumulative thing where quarterbacks take that beating and by the end of the game, one hit takes more out of you than the next kind of thing?
Not really. Maybe if you get injured, you know, so you hurt something during the game. But, you know, if there's nothing special about them, then, of course, you don't like getting hit, but, you know, it's not any different.
Ryan, how important is it? I'm sorry. How important is it to have a short memory playing quarterback in the NFL?
It's huge. You know, you're going to have bad plays. You're going to have bad situations. They're going to come up for everyone. So you have to be able to turn the page and move forward.
What'd you learn when you watched the tape?
You know, biggest thing is ball control. You know, I think the one that we came away saying that I could really fix was the fumble. You know, and that kind of started the whole process. So, you know, running through, trying to make a play downfield, you know, got to secure the ball and get down.
Do you know a whole lot about Joe Flacco, and what do you think of this quarterback?
I don't know Joe personally. I've never met him, but, you know, he's done a great job. You know, he did a heck of a job last year in the playoffs when it really mattered, and you know, took his team all the way, so I got a lot of respect for him.
Ryan, in relation to ball security, what can you do better in the pocket to hold on to the ball when you have been sacked?
Just knowing guys around you that they're going to be going for the ball, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, sometimes you're not going to see the guy coming, and you just have to have a firm grip. But when you do see the people coming, then it's just all a matter of securing the ball, having a tight grip, and keeping it close to your body.
With the way you guys started 3-0, great start. Last week, would it feel like some of that's not done if you go into the bye having lost 2 in a row?
No, I don't think so. You know, we're focused on winning this game. I don't think we that thought has even crossed our mind. You know, we're excited about the opportunity we have. We have a good football team coming to town. Get to go and play in front of a home crowd again for the second time, which we're excited about, and you know, going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Let me ask you another way. How important is it getting a win going into the bye? That way,
well, it's big. You know, you want to win every week, and when you have to kind of think about the game for 2 weeks, it's big to go in on a win.
Ryan, when you're running in the open field, isn't there a fine line between seeing that you can gain more yards and going down? I mean, how do you walk that line? It seems like a very, very difficult call during the course of a play.
Yeah, it's a fine line. That's kind of what we said coming away. You know, I should have just slid before I got hit and fumbled. You know, during the heat of the moment, you think, okay, I can get away from this one guy, and then all of a sudden another guy's coming on the other side. So you just kind of have to feel it out and you know, be cautious. You know, it's a first down, early down play. It's not a third down. Coach's point was just, hey, just take what you got and get down.
Ryan, the third and one call where you guys pitched to Daniel Thomas or tried to get Daniel Thomas to run it wide, what did you think about that call?
Was this the one first quarter?
Yeah.
You know, it was a play we liked going into the game. You know, we talked about it all week. Their nose guard ended up making a big play. He beat the block and made the tackle. But, you know, it's something that we thought was going to be a good play going in.
Would you ever in that situation tell Mike Sherman, I'd like to sneak in, or can you insist, or does it work like that?
I didn't even think about that. You know, it's a play we liked going in. It wouldn't have been a good look to sneak either, so... never crossed my mind.
Would you change that play had you wanted to, or based on what you saw?
Well, we knew what look we were going to get on short yardage. You know, usually when you go to a game, a team will play one or two fronts in short yardage situations. So you know pretty much what you're going to get. If we don't like it on one of the looks, then we'll have a check. But going in, you know, we liked it against that front. The guy just made a good play.
Ryan, you mentioned playing at home earlier. Five of your next seven games are at home.
It's big. You know, playing at home is definitely an advantage. You know, we like playing at home. It's easier. You don't have to travel. You get to stay at your home a little bit longer, see your family a little bit. So, you know, it's big, but we still have to go out and play. You know, you're still playing good teams. But we're excited about playing at home. You know, when you get to play in front of a home crowd, the crowd can get involved, help the defense out. The communication's a lot easier offensively. So it's definitely an advantage.
Ryan, your thoughts on the four-game start? I know it was a disappointing loss on Monday, but you're 3-1. What do you think after four games at the one-quarter mark here?
You know, I think we're heading in the right direction. You know, obviously we didn't perform like we wanted to on Monday, but you know, we're 3-1, and that's that. It doesn't matter what the final score was. So we're focused on this week. Really just want to go 1-0 this week.
How would you describe the state of your running game?
We were moving the ball well, you know, early in the game. You know, we got behind and it kind of took us out of the run game, which really hurt us. We liked the run going in, and we're running the ball effectively in the first half. So whenever you get down and you kind of become one-dimensional, it makes it tough to run the ball.
Brian, I got to ask the weekly Mike Wallace question. When you look at the numbers, he's number 4 on the team in terms of number of receptions and receiving yards. Does that surprise you at this point?
I guess so, a little bit. You know, I didn't know that, but we're excited about Mike. You know, he's real close on a couple of plays. We're getting the ball a little bit more, and we look to keep him involved, you know, moving forward.
Are you as cohesive with him as you thought you would be, as you'd like to be? Is there room for improvement?
Well, there's definitely always room for improvement with any person, any situation. So we're going to continue to grow that and hopefully connect on a few balls down the field.
Ryan, you've got 20 starts now, 17 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 15 fumbles, 7 fumbles lost, 10-10 record. But it seems like your star is definitely rising. Can you talk about how you feel after 20 starts and whether you think you're definitely on a sharp rise or how you feel about yourself right now?
I feel like I'm growing. You know, I can only control what's in front of me, and that's what I'm trying to do. Just work out, working every day to get better and to help my team win.